Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Mario Lopez.
All right, the lights are red. Mike's alive. Mario Courtney Lopez here back in the mix for the next few hours. I predicted one of the Masked Singer contestants weeks ago without even hearing her voice. She's our guest today, Kate Flannery from The Office.
We'll also share a new life hack in Courtney's Corner and get to your comments. So let's keep the music rolling. You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez and some news from Casa Lopez.
No, we're not pregnant.
Not yet. No, I think we've that ship has sailed.
What are you trying to say?
That ship has sailed. Well, honey, once you start menopause, we can't.
Nah. Oh, I'm in menopause.
I'm kidding.
I mean, you are in your late 40s now.
I'm kidding.
I am not in menopause.
You are not. So I say I'm kidding. No, I'm blessed with the three kids we have. Mind you, the third one, Santino. Used to be a terror when it came to haircuts. Three people it took.
Three grown men.
One to hold him down.
Grown men. Not-
one to hold his head, another one to hold the iPad. He's come full circle. He's made really big strides this last month. Now he looks forward to the haircut.
He asks for them.
He asks for the haircut.
He's really turning into you.
He's, oh man, he's all about his wig. And I love, he's talking a lot more. I can't understand him sometimes, but he's talking a lot more. He's being better at wrestling. And he knows what I like too. He walks in the room. The first thing I said, Daddy, I listened to wrestling. Daddy, I listened. So he's really grown up on us.
Yeah, or... no, something switched around Christmas. And he's just making these incredible strides that I never thought would happen. I would wake up every day and say, today's the day, today's the day. Today's
well, because the day. He always like would wake up and choose violence, right? So
yes.
Do you think that the wrestling and stuff maybe has helped channel that rage?
A little bit. But I also just think he's getting older. He's starting to mature.
Yeah, I think too, he was just later developing in certain areas too. And that's all happening now too. So it was more frustration on his end.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's later developing is our middle son, Dominic. He's still very emotional. He cries at least once a day over something.
Really? Yes. And he's not in menopause.
No, he cries at least once a day. When you beat him one-on-one in basketball because he let you out of the league, he started.
He literally was laying down in the grass crying, and I said to him, you are laying on dog.
he spotted her like 9 points. And then she did a Kareem hook. Yeah, she got cocky.
He did it on purpose because he wanted... to come back and beat me, but it did not work in his favor.
But you were talking all that smack afterwards. No wonder he was crying.
I didn't talk any smack. As soon as it went swish.
He was dying.
Mom, stop showing off.
It was the best.
Mind.
He lost it. It was hilarious.
Lost his mind and cried all the way in the car to wrestling because it was right before wrestling.
Oh. More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today.
History has season 5 of The Secret of Skywalker Ranch. The crew has a new technology to do their most invasive search yet of the mysterious triangle in Utah.
Wow. 5 seasons of this ranch. And so it's like a little Bermuda Triangle in Utah. Interesting.
Yeah, lots of creepy things happen there.
Huh.
Netflix has Fight for Paradise, reality competition where contestants must keep their friends close and their enemies closer. Sounds like life.
That's a that's a line from The Godfather. All right, Fight for Paradise.
And they've also got Brigands, The Quest for Gold. In 19th century Italy, a dutiful wife transforms into a ruthless bandit leader. Hey, girl.
Girl power right there, yeah. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez with your chance to win a Vegas getaway on our dime. Our new sweepstakes is now live. One winner and a guest will fly to Resorts World in Vegas for 2 nights. And we're going to throw in a big dinner, pitchers of cocktails, or some day drinking. Yes.
Plus VIP passes for their nightclub Zook. Big thanks to Resorts World Las Vegas for providing the prizes. To enter and get all the rules, just head over to onwithmario.com and good luck.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to learn a new life hack. What is the topic at Courtney's Corner today, honey?
Airport security etiquette.
Ooh.
Okay. So not everyone seems to know the unwritten rules and customs. So let's go over them.
All right.
Number one, don't wear a ton of jewelry to the airport. It takes forever to get through security, taking it on and off.
Yeah, come on, Mr. T.
Number two, don't put your shoes back on at the x-ray machine. Grab them and move aside. That's why they have benches.
That's true.
Number three, have your boarding pass ready by the time you reach security. Don't search through your email at the last minute.
You don't even need to have it ready anymore. You just need your ID.
Well, some places.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a
every airport's different, which is annoying.
Before you get to the security thing, they typically make you show the boarding pass. Then you only have to show your ID once you get.
But the last time, just recently when I was flying back from Phoenix, I had to show my boarding passes.
Really?
And it's just like every security is different. Take out your laptop. Don't take out your laptop.
Right.
Take out your phone.
There's no
don't
consistency.
There's no consistency, so it's annoying.
Mm.
But again, you can't take liquids. I'm amazed at people that go through and go, oh, I forgot that was in there.
That's a full bottle of shampoo, lady.
Wow.
Coming up. More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Marvel letting Ryan Reynolds go hard R with Deadpool 3. The new trailer is out. More F-bombs in Tarantino. That's saying something.
Hugh Jackman is suiting up one last time as Wolverine. The movie drops in July, but you can see the trailer now at onwithmario.com.
What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here. And here's the reason to get excited about the new Mad Max prequel. It's got a 15-minute action scene that took 78 days to shoot and more than 200 stunt people.
Whoa!
Can you believe that? This was one of my favorite movies as a kid, the original. Mel Gibson in the original Mad Max and Road Warrior. Awesome. So I can't wait for this one.
This one stars Anya Taylor-Joy as the Charlize Theron character from Fury Road, and it hits theaters on May 24th. So
okay.
That's cool.
Let's get back to music. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for your comments and questions. Let's get to our mentions. What you got, honey?
This is from at CallMustard88. Hmm. And they said, whoa, I was totally today years old when I learned about the actor who played E.T.
Yes, I posted about this. And the actor is named Matthew Demerit. And he was born without legs and actually played E.T. back in the day. And it was his birthday on social media, so they showed him now, along with a picture of him playing E.T. And I was like, wow, how did I not ever know that?
I didn't know that either.
And yeah, a lot of people were...
So he actually played E.T.?
Not through the whole... When E.T.'s walking, if you can see him kind of walking, he played him. Then there's... I'm sure he didn't play him when he was in the bike in front and other stuff.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah, he kind of did.
That's incredible.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. Some celebs turning a year older. Let's try to guess the ages.
Gigi Hadid. She is a supermodel. I think she's Zayn's ex.
Correct. They have a child together.
That is correct. Yes.
G Gigi is 27.
Wow. If she's close to 27. Yeah, she's got to be at least, right? She's got to be 28. She's hanging out with Bradley Cooper, isn't she? So I think she's 28. The reason I'm hesitating is because her father, who we're friends with, used to bring her to tapings of America's Best Dance Crew, and she was like a little kid, like 10. Yeah.
So you're trying to do the math.
I'm trying to do the math. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just straight old. 28.
29.
29. Wow.
So close.
That was a long time ago.
from Lion, Slumdog Millionaire, and lots of other movies, Dev Patel.
I like Dev Patel. I think my guy's coming in at 34.
38.
34 is correct.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
By the way, if you've not seen Lion, Lion is an amazing movie.
Is it?
Is it old or did it just come out?
No, it's been out for a while. It's Nicole Kidman's in it. He plays a kid in India who gets, he and his brother go off and he gets lost and ends up becoming an orphan and then gets adopted to Australia and then tries to find his birth mother again.
Oh, that's a cool concept.
It's based on a true story.
She's rarely in bad movies.
Yeah,
Nicole Kidman picks really good movies.
She's phenomenal. He's amazing in it. Yeah. The little kid that plays the early, great movie.
Come on, check it out.
Anyway, John Cena from Ricky Stenicki, which you get a shout out in.
Hey.
John Cena is 49.
John Cena.
Oh, I see.
Is 47.
47 is correct.
Wow, I got two today. I told you today was a good day, honey.
It is a good day.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. What is the holiday we are celebrating for April 23rd, honey?
It is School Bus Driver's Day.
You know, I never took the bus to school. Did you ever take the bus?
Yep. My whole childhood?
I did most of mine too, yeah.
I feel sympathy for a lot of these bus drivers. I can't imagine what they go through with these unruly kids.
Oh. Well, I was very good.
I was perfect, but other kids on the bus.
But yeah, there are problems.
Right?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant,
players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Mario Lopez? Here, today's guest was just revealed to be the starfish on The Masked Singer. It is Kate Flannery from The Office. I predicted this would happen, but Kate never let on. We're going to ask her about it next. You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the starfish from The Masked Singer, Kate Flannery. Welcome back, Kate.
Mario, how are you?
I'm well. You're so shady. You didn't let us in.
So psychic. You kind of guessed.
I kind of did.
Oh, you're so psychic.
You had a nice little run, too. Congrats. Did the experience live up to your expectations?
Yeah, it was so much fun. I thought I was just going to be a one and done. So it was so nice to make it to the semifinals.
Were you a fan or what made you want to do it?
You know what I did? I gave a clue last season, season 10 of on The Masked Singer with, Lance Bass. And I had such a good time. So that when they asked me, I was like, absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah. It was nuts. Literally it's like, who needs drugs? Just go on The Masked Singer. It's like a total trip. It's like an acid trip.
And how was, the costume? How cumbersome? Could you see? Could you hear?
It was so hard to walk in and really hard to see. I literally felt like my legs were like, it's almost like I had a rubber band around my knees. I could barely move. So I kept trying to move. Right. It was actually great exercise. I should have kept that thing. Seriously. It's like better than a gym, but I literally was like jumping around. Like I should have been a mascot for like a team in college or like worked at Disneyland. Cause I really had fun. I was trying to like communicate. I couldn't, you know, I was a starfish, so my arms didn't go up high enough for me. But it was really, really fun.
Starfish struggles right there. All right, we got to take a little break. We're going to talk more Masked Singer with Kay Flannery coming up.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez here talking about the Masked Singer with Kay Flannery, who was the starfish. And you sang Madonna, Green Day, Queen. Nice choices right there. What went into those?
Dude, well, I actually, they asked me what I wanted to sing. Like, they gave me a list, and I think that everyone I picked, they picked something else, but I felt like they had better choices than I did, so I was happy. You know, I normally, like, I sing jazz. Like, I'm like, you know, I sing, but I don't sing like that. But it was really, really fun. I had a great time. And I realized the Queen song that I sang was a duet. It was Under Pressure. I literally sang a duet by myself, dressed as a starfish.
Double duty.
So I think I'm done. I think I left it all on the table, right?
Well, go to AllInMario.com to see Kate as the starfish. Right now, though, let's play some more music. What up, Mario Lopez here. I got Kate Flannery on Zoom with me, who was just revealed to be the starfish on The Masked Singer. Now, Ken Jeong guessed you correctly. Did any of your friends and family figure out it was you?
No, although a few people were harassed at, a few of my brothers just were harassed at work, like where someone would ask them. I didn't tell them because everybody's got a big mouth. I have a big mouth.
Good for
too
you.
Much pressure to know a secret like that.
Was this as much fun or more difficult than Dancing with the Stars?
It was as much fun, but it's less time. It's more condensed.
Yeah.
And it's not live. So, I mean, or the audience isn't live, like, you know, so the live audience is there, but the TV audience
correct.
Isn't there till a few months later. So I feel like Dancing with the Stars feels so like so much more pressure.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. I think so too.
Oh, it's just brutal, you know, and one little mistake, it like, it doesn't really get edited out, you know,
yeah.
Or it's like, you know, and also I'm in a costume. So if I'm making a face or, you know, if I'm mad at myself or something, like nobody knows but me, you know, nobody knows but the starfish.
And the starfish ain't telling. All right, hold on, Kate. Got to play some more music. You're on Mario Lopez, wrapping things up with Kate Flannery. And what's up with those office-themed tarot cards?
Isn't that crazy? I saw those at a bookstore, and I bought them. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Have you played?
A little bit, yeah. I'm like Meredith's the Three of Swords and like the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Four or five.
And you recently had a little mini office reunion for AT&T.
Yeah, AT&T Business, there's like six of us doing a commercial as ourselves, but it's really nice to get to work with everybody again, and we just have such a shorthand. It was just great to see everybody.
Yeah, that's fun. That's awesome. One, it's always great to get to see you. Season 11 of The Masked Singer continues on Wednesday. Kate, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks, Mario. Thanks for guessing, and I'm sorry I had to lie to you, dude, but you've been lied to before, right?
Oh, what, the first time?
Face mask.
Well, there you go. Doing a little diving, are we? There we go. Starfish.
Starfish.
Yeah, got it. Got it. Got it. There we go.
Watch it. I love you, Mario.
You too. Take care, sweetie.
So psychic. Okay.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and this week's sweepstakes is now live on the website. The prize is a trip for two to Vegas. We're going to cover airfare, two nights at Resorts World, VIP passes to Zouk Nightclub, dinner for two, and more.
Resorts World is a one-of-a-kind luxury experience. Big thanks to them for hooking it up. There's only one way to enter and get the rules, though. Just head over to onwithmario.com and enter. Good luck.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez. Here with some quick buzz for you. Netflix has won the bidding war for Kim Kardashian's new scripted show. It's called Calabasas. It's going to be a high school drama in the vein of 90210. No word yet on who is going to star. I'm assuming they'll probably make some cameos. That's the neighborhood the Kardashians happen to live in, or they grew up in, I should say. Right now, though, let's get back to music. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and this has been causing some conversation on my timeline. If you're on an airplane, should the middle seat get both armrests? I say yes, honey. Poor things got to be in the middle seat. They deserve both armrests because the person in the window has that armrest. The person in the aisle has that armrest. And you're in the middle. I think they deserve both. What do you think?
The middle seat is the worst, hands down. I feel like that is more of a first come, first serve thing.
Wow.
Like if I'm
cold as ice.
No, I'm not cold. If I'm in the middle seat and the person on the aisle has their elbow there, their arm there, then I respect that. The minute they take it off, I could take it. Like, that's how I feel.
I think first person to the row gets two armrests. Everyone else gets one.
Wow, you guys are cold. You guys are cold. If I'm in the aisle or if I'm in the window, like you said, I feel bad for the person in the middle. Let them at least have both armrests.
Yeah, but the aisle person just has this. What? They don't have anything to lean against.
They don't have a wall like you have by the window.
No, I know. Well, they chose to get that aisle. That's on them.
Yeah, but they chose to get both armrests.
They also have free access to the bathroom. Exactly. Oh. Free access to the bathroom is key. I always want an aisle seat. And then when I don't, I always try to, would you mind switching? No, I kind of got to go. I said, okay. And then I give them a heads up. Okay, be prepared to get up a lot. So we'll be making trips to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And they still don't move.
Then how come when I take the window, you say, oh, you get the window?
I just tease.
If he's traveling,
I don't mind climbing over you.
If it's someone he knows, it's different. But if it's a stranger, you don't want to climb over him. Like, that is weird.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. CBS pulling the plug on two shows. It's canceling the comedy So Help Me Todd.
Oh, I love that name. Just the name. I've never watched it, but.
Yeah. And CSI Vegas. They each had more than 7 million viewers, but there wasn't room on the schedule. Look at that.
See, now it's not about viewers. Now it's just about room. New series are starting this fall, including the Matlock reboot.
What?
And the Wayans comedy Papa's House. So
hey now. All right, let's get back to music. Mario Courtney Lopez here, and Taylor Week continues at iHeartRadio. Her new album is setting all kinds of streaming records. The Tortured Poets Department, now the first album to get 300 million streams in its first 24 hours.
Ooh, we've got a chance for you to win a trip to Miami to see Taylor live. So head over to onwithmario.com for all the details.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. It's taken her 7 decades of number one hits, but Cher finally being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can't believe it's taken this long. That's insane. She's part of the class of 2024. Inductees include Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Hey Now, Dave Matthews Band, and A Tribe Called Quest. Yes. All right. Nice eclectic group.
Good for her. I'm sure my mom will go to this.
She is going to be very excited, your mom. She's going to think it's a travesty that it's taken this long.
Plus, she loves Dave Matthews Band.
And A Tribe Called Quest.
I love A Tribe Called Quest.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
All right, we're out of here, but we're back tomorrow with more music and fun, plus a new case on the docket in Courtney's court.
Until then, this is Mario and Courtney Lopez saying goodnight.
On with Mario Lopez.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.